Anonymous. We have a lot of anonymi today. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. My question was regarding NFP. I was wondering what the circumstances are for when a couple is permitted to avoid conceiving a child.
Great question.
Great question, and the answer I have is whatever the couple and God decide is a good reason. And that's why if you read Humana Vitae, it says that you can, to paraphrase, it says you can use NFP to avoid pregnancy if there is a just or serious reason. And so how do you define just or serious? That's defined between the couple and God. And so that's why prayer for discernment is so important. Prayer for discernment, though, with the conscience formed by the church. And so the deeper you are into your relationship with God and the more deeply you understand God's teaching, Jesus' revelation through the Catholic Church, and then with prayer for reflection, you'll make the right decision. So it can't be used that as an excuse with the, you know, like a contraceptive mentality. Oh, we think it's fine. We prayed about it and it's fine. But you don't really, you have to have a properly formed conscience. And the church is very, very firm on that. And so a properly formed conscience means you understand all of Jesus' teachings.
I'm glad you said just or serious. Some Catholics want to say grave reason, as though you've got to have, you know, you've got to be poverty stricken and blood coming out your ears and just a dire, desperate circumstance. That's not true. Just or serious is the language of Paul VI.
It is.
In other words, compensatory. It can't be frivolous.
You can't want an extra pool
or another house in Costa Rica.
It has to be for a good reason, a good solid reason.
And one more thing, this might be important to note. Pius XII, back in the 50s, affirmed that the just or serious reason could persist indefinitely if the medical condition was still there, what have you. There's no time limit. Our Holy Mother of the Church does not say, well, you got an 8-month moratorium or whatever deadline.
Here's your hall pass for the next 8 months. Right. No, it doesn't. And so, but the church does expect, and it's beautiful because it's built in NFP, that every month you revisit it.
Yep.
So that it's just not a decision that's made that, you know, that goes on indefinitely. You have to revisit it every month, and that's really the beauty of it.
Imagine couples having to talk together.
Yeah. I guess they could text.
They could, yeah, of course. It goes without saying. Anonymous, does that help?
Yeah, but I was wondering, like, I know a lot of young Catholics who are in college, for example, and they get married and they can't have children right away. They don't want to because they're still in school. Like, is that a justified reason?
It depends.
Back to the lack of the template, right?
Yeah, it depends. And if they're well-formed in their consciences, they have to decide at the time of the marriage proposition, they have to decide, would it be just for us to get married and to defer having children until we graduate? Is that a serious reason enough? Or should one of us drop out? Or should we wait till after college to get married? Those are all individual decisions that it's very difficult to make a blanket statement saying that, no, they should not. I think each individual situation has to be carefully weighed, again, with a well-formed conscience in light of the church and with very prayerful consideration.
Reason number 428, in favor of having a spiritual director.
That's right.
All right. Anonymous, thanks for the call.